It's the full shift.
Medicine is magical and magical is art. Think of the boy in the bubble and the baby with the babbling heart. And I believe these are days of lasers in the jungle, lasers in the jungle somewhere. Staccato signals of constant information, a loose affiliation of millionaires and billionaires and baby. These are the days of miracle and wonder. This is the long distance call. Camera follows us in slow-mo, the way we look to us all, oh yeah. The way we look to a distant constellation that's dying in the corner of the sky. These are the days of miracle and wonder. And don't cry, baby, don't cry, don't cry, don't cry.
Simon from Graceland. Do you know the title of that, Martin? No, The Boy in the Bundle or something. I'm not really sure. Oh, here we go. It's 102.5 FM.
Art Radio.
So you've tuned in to 102.5 FM, the full Totnes Breakfast Show with me, Julie Mullen, and Martin Seeger, with news from Beach Life, Susie David, coming up. We like that, when it just does that abrupt thing. Today on the programme at 8.20, we have got how many bards? Two. well, we were trying for 42, but we got two. So we've got the Bard of Exeter, newly voted in, Robert Garnham, and a grand bard and ex-bard of Exeter, Jackie Juno. So we'll be having some poetry a-go-go and finding out, well, how much bling is involved in this job, and all sorts of other questions for Robert, and also maybe some guidance from Jackie Juno for Robert in the role. Let's have a little bit of this smoochy music for you this morning.
Good amisha foishlan mochsvatin yes mikede ohi
album To the Moon, and that's Aileen Dunn, Caper Caddy. Beautiful music on this fine day in Totnes. So if you just tuned in, it's 102.5 FM Sound Art Radio, the full Totnes breakfast show with me, Julie Mullen, and Martin Seeger coming up with some news of our weather here in Devon today, and traffic, and later on in the programme he'll be plugging us up with what's on. In fact, we can interrogate Jackie and Robert as to what their what's on is, because they're very much in the know in terms of poetry. So let's hand the mic over to Trousers, the dog, and Martin. Trousers is in your...
He's chewing up my clothes. I don't know what he's up to. Good morning. It's one of those rather grey days at the moment. It's largely cloudy and remaining mild. Mainly dry, that's the main thing, though the odd spot of drizzle is possible over high ground in the far west, so I think here we're going to be all right. Breezy inland and windy along the coasts with continued strong gusts. So if you're towards the coast, do watch out for that. Maximum temperature 17 degrees, so definitely very mild.
Yeah, no woolies needed, which is amazing. And then we've got to get our friend on. Here we go. This is Di Levy. So there you go. Di Levy sent me a song yesterday, which was very jolly. I won't be playing it over the airwaves because she said it was private.
Oh, it's weather. I'm sorry, don't the weather. Traffic news. No traffic news, really, which is good news.
You've got a bit of traffic on the U at the moment.
I have. This dog won't leave me alone. He's putting me right off. But in terms of traffic news, no. I mean, I guess it's half term. I mean, it really was very quiet on the streets yesterday. So I guess
nothing on Twitter for Devon.
No, nothing at the minute.
So that's
no.
good, isn't it?
Yeah, so I think that's
well,
just...
maybe all the parents and all the children are probably snoozing. Yeah. Now, we've got a report from Susie David that's on that she has sent us. So we're going to get that up to play you. So a little bit of beach life traffic coming your way. There we go. Well.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 oyster catchers are at the very point where the highest wave reaches. And the white waves are reaching up the beach and drawing back down again. And they're slightly pink in the morning sun. And birds have just flown off along with, I think they're plovers. Yes, they're all flying together. The plovers and the oyster catchers are all flying together. And they've just flown over the heads of two swimmers. I don't think they saw them because they all changed direction the minute they flew over them. And they are bobbing around, and they are pink in the waves as well. Everything's pink this morning in the rising sun. And the waves on the shore are breaking pink on the pink sand. It's all very pink today. And there's sunshine at the moment, but the clouds are building. There's a little fishing boat that's glowing. It's got its lights on. Far, far away, I can only see a little faint splodge of red and the lights that are sparkling. It's like a star on the horizon, a very big star on the horizon. And the full moon is, well, it's waning now, but it's just off full moon. And he's or she's still in the sky. And here we are. Would you like to listen to the waves? Here they are. Come on, waves. Hear me running backwards so I don't get wet, but I'm going in for a swim this morning, so have fun everyone today. Bye.
That's your message from the sea from Susie David, who is clearly having a great old time over there. Doesn't it make you want to jump in and catch some waves with her? Let's have David before we bring the bards on at 8:20. Here he comes. How do you say his last name?
Bowie.
Who?
Bowie.
Bowie? Oh, never heard of him.
Still don't know what I was waiting for. And my time was running wild. A million dead-end streets. And every time I thought I got it made, it seemed the taste was not so sweet. So I turned myself to face me, but I've never caught a glimpse of how the others must see the faker. I'm much too fast to take that test.
Changes.
Turn and face the strain.
Changes.
Don't wanna be a richer man. To be a different man, time may change me, but I can't trace time. Ooh, yeah. I watch the ripples change the size, but never leave
children and sand. So the days float through my eyes, but still the days seem the same. And these children that you spit on as they try to change their worlds are immune to your consultations. They're quite aware of what they're going through.
Changes.
Turn and face the strange.
Changes.
Don't tell them to grow up out of it.
Bit of David Bowie. I call him Bowie. Where's the Bowie Gallery, isn't it, in Totnes? Why isn't it Bowie? I don't know. I shall drop that debate. You know you're completely bonkers when you try to do the, you know, the kind of mouse thing on your own paper diary. I've just literally done a sort of wand, realising... Oh, here comes the Bard's song. This is for our bards coming on at 8:20.
Now you all know the bards and their songs. When hours have gone by, I'll close my eyes in a world far. The dawn of the night, let's sing the bard song. Tomorrow will take us away, far from home. No one will ever know our names, but the bard songs will remain. Tomorrow we'll take it away, the fear of today, it will be gone
due to all magic songs.
There's only one song left in my mind. Tales of a brave man who lived far from here. Now the bard songs are over and it's time to leave. No one should ask you for the name of the one who tells the story.
Tomorrow will take us away.
Bit of the Bard song to get Jackie Juno and Robert Garnham out of bed. Now, I know Robert's been up since seven because I have. And he was active on Facebook. I saw Robert Garnham's magic desk on Facebook. He put a photograph of where the magic happened, so I'm looking forward to talking to him about that and finding out where Jackie's magic happens. So let's quieten that one and get them on the blower. I think it's time, don't you? Let's see. Oh dear. We've got to get trousers up. Bard's on the radio. Ha-ha. Let's see if they...
Hello, can you hear me?
Oh, my goodness, yes. Robert Garnham, I can see you with your teapot. Your icon has come up. Have we got Jackie yet?
My icon.
Uh-oh. No, she hasn't dropped in yet. That's a bit odd, isn't it? Well, let's get chatting to you. And oh, here she comes. Hello, Jackie Juno.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, my goodness. Have you got your cup of tea?
Not yet, no.
Do you want to go and get it on the boil?
I'll just have some water with lemon juice. Thanks.
Okay, my darling. Now, hello. Welcome to 102.5 FM Sound Art Radio. We've got you over the airwaves. Now, Jackie Juno, you are the... Is it correct? You're the ex-Grand Bard and the ex-Bard of Exeter. This is so many ex. And then Robert Garnham is the brand newly acclaimed crown of the Bard of Exeter. Have I got all the right information?
Yes.
Excellent.
Congratulations,
Robert.
Well, thank you Robert.
So much. Yeah. So can you describe the bling you were given on the eve of your in constellation, or whatever it's called. I don't know the word. So what sort of...
Inauguration,
that's the word I wanted. What sort of outfit, my darling, do you have?
Well, it's a very, very fetching tunic, I suppose you could call it, a sleeveless tunic with a hole in the top where your head goes and two holes in the sides where your arms go. And
sounds it's got beautiful. Like,
yeah, it's embroidery on the front in sort of like gold stitching. And not only that, you get the bardic chair, which is right now right next to me here at my desk, my magic desk that you were referring to earlier on. You get a Devon flag, a book about the bardic chair, and a small bag containing a piece of Dartmoor.
Oh, my God. So it's quite a sort of an event. I remember being present, I think, when Chris White was inaugurated. Mm. So it's quite sort of... Actually, Jackie, can you tell us? Because I think for Chris White, you were the Grand Bard, weren't you, at that moment?
Yes, I was the Grand Bard for 7 years.
Oh, my God.
The title was given to me by Mark Lindsay Early, who resurrected the bardic seat. Because it had been out of use for, I don't know, 150 years or so.
Come on.
And he brought it back to life. And I think after him, it was Liv Talk and then myself.
Okay.
I won the prize equally with Clive Pigg.
Okay.
And then when our year was up, Mark wanted to bestow the title upon me for the Grand Bard, but it was 7 years. And I just thought, gosh, I don't know if I'll be alive that long to take on this role.
But you were, and you have been. And then you passed it on to Kimway, is that right?
That's right, yeah.
Okay.
Who is, really amazing, another amazing performer. It's a great tradition. It's a great tradition.
Now, is this a paid job, Robert?
No, it's not a paid job, and also there is no job description either, so you can do with it, use it in whichever way you can, just to advance, publicise poetry, spoken word, that kind of thing. So I suppose you could say it's honorary, except it's more than that. It's part of a big long tradition, so it's yes, it is what it is, and you can make of it what you can, really.
Do you need a PA at all?
Well, we'll have to discuss that
because trousers is available and he does really good typing with his paws. Jackie, this here comes the moment where you tell Robert Garnham, you share your experience, strength and hope with him. What would your sort of big kind of indicators say in terms of how to sort of row the way on the river of the Bardic Challenge? What would you have up your sleeve for him?
Gosh, nobody ever asks me for advice. They know what a ridiculous person I am. I think, well, be yourself. You know, the idea of the bard is that you are one of the people for the people. You are like the voice of the people. So yeah. I think Robert's an ideal person to take on this role.
Mm.
You know, he's done so much for the poetry scene in the Southwest, and he's jolly good fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think just be yourself and feel what is right for you. Yeah. Mm. I think that's the best advice.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Sounds like really good advice. Should we have some bard's poetry to stun them out there in the world of Totnes, Dartington, and wherever anyone's clicked on from? Who wants to go first?
Robert does.
Robert does. I can feel that from his magic desk.
Well, I tell you what, I funnily enough, I am speaking to you from the actual magic desk.
Oh, describe it, describe it.
Okay, this desk is, I love it. It's an old-fashioned desk that you drop down the bit you write on. I'm not very technical. It's got all little cubby holes in which I've got loads of bits of paper and books and CDs and stuff. And then on top of that, I've got two little bookcases, and they are just crammed full of books and thesaurus, dictionary, writer and artist yearbooks, everything you need to hand, and also my favourite poetry books. I can just reach up and grab some. When inspiration suddenly goes missing, you can just read what us other people have been up to, and yeah, I just love it. It's just my little sanctuary. So yeah, wherever I live, this desk is with me. It's a lovely little thing.
It's
so
gorgeous.
Untidy though. My boss would have a field day if she saw this.
Well, from the picture on Facebook, well, you see, I'm very untidy, so to me that looked absolutely spotless and very orderly. So, but it doesn't take much, to be honest. All right, then. Well, let's hear some of your poetry.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. I will just do a couple of little short ones because it's early in the morning. Well, it's not early. I've been up since about 6, but I've had about 12 coffees. So I'll do a couple of short little ones for you. Here we go. This is called Poem. Can't see the wood for the trees. Can't feel the wind for the breeze. Can't see the traffic for the cars. Can't see the universe for the stars. Can't see the crumbs for the cake. Can't see the fish for the lake. Can't see the crowd for the people. Can't see the church for the congregation. If a poet falls in a forest and there's no one around to hear them, then they're probably quite used to it. So that was called Poem.
I wish I had my hooter with me. I normally give you a hoot, don't I? That's it.
I got my...
You got your own hooter.
And this one is a very short one as well. It's called Poem. This house is too narrow, I said. You gave me a sideways look. The dimensions of the walls dictate the width of various sandwiches. You accused me of being narrow-minded. I said, I couldn't help it. I grazed my knuckles doing yoga.
Robert, we love you so much. God. It's hard. I know, it's so hard in the morning. Oh, dear me, to receive funny poetry. Absolutely brilliant, though, Robert. Thank you for that. Now, Jackie, were you telling me about your magic? Where's your magic desk? And what does it look like?
Sorry, you just cut out there. Are you talking to me, love?
Yes, love. Where's your magic desk? You see, we have this actual photograph. Well, I've seen that. The listeners haven't seen it.
Yeah. description of his space. Well, where I usually write is right where I am now, at the what would be the table where we eat.
Okay.
In the house where I live with my husband and daughter and insane cat. And it's I'm looking now out at the view. We've got an incredible view here in Bovey Tracy at Juno Mansions. So I'm looking out over the town, the trees, the fields, the woods and the hills and the moor.
Okay.
It's just a wonderful, inspiring place. Or sometimes if the house has got people in it, I will be in my she shed. Which also has the same view, and it also has a little wood-burning stove.
Well, that sounds gorgeous.
Yeah, it's great. So that's usually where I work, here or there.
And would you say that there are times where you actually feel you need to go and walk on the moor for inspiration as well? Is that something you do?
Yes, my God, yes. You know, I grew up in Birmingham and I moved to Devon and I was like, blimey, this is brilliant.
What's this all about? What's that? Yeah. It's a tree.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, I thought there were two escape parrots. A green woodpecker and his mate. I was like, oh, look, there's two escape parrots. So I didn't know that you had anything different from pigeons or sparrows.
Oh.
So, yes, I'm like a pig in, you know, stuff.
Soup, a pig in soup. Can we hear some poetry, Jackie Juno?
Yes, I shall drop the Birmingham accent in order to read my poetry. Okay, so I'm not doing any hilarious stuff. I'm doing some very brand new stuff, never before heard.
Oh, good.
The first one, can I do two?
Of course you can, yeah.
Yeah, okay. The first one is called Sanctuary. I am priestess of the powder puff experiment, Alice in the graveyard. I gather courage, pluck, or let the wild grow free in the mystery. I trip through doorways into test tube universes. Red-eyed, white rabbit, black pussy, mad hair, bad hair day, by order of the queen, off with her head. Meandering, iron-robed, I performed a depilatory ceremony in the Chapel of Chaos. Later, I was chastised for tasting blood. Clothed in grit, cast away and foliate, for 2,000 years I moon-wandered alone, finding only pretty photoshopped corpses and dust. There was no tea party. Eventually, I found sanctuary in my strawberry jam, poppy seed, rose water, pump house heart. The end.
Wow. Oh my God, that's a good one, isn't it? I bet there's a few gaping mouths in Totnes after that poem. So where did that come from, Jackie? Where were you? What's the inspiration?
That's a good question.
I love it.
That was created from a mind map where you get a massive sheet of paper and you write your central word in the middle, what you want to write about.
Mm-hmm.
And my central word, believe it or not, was moon.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so you write that and you put a bubble around it, and then you put off some stalks, say six stalks, and then you write six words that you associate with the moon. Then from those six words, you ignore the moon completely. Just work with the six new bubbles,
mm.
And you go on from there, forgetting the previous ones.
That's
so that
amazing.
You get far away from the moon.
Mm.
And so I used a lot of those words that, you know, and you keep going till you've got about four or five layers, possibly more, you know, you can go on for a long time, getting further away from the moon, but somehow there is a thread to it. And that's how I wrote that poem.
That's really clever. I love that process. Thanks for sharing that with the listening audience. What's your second poem then, that you've got there?
It's also a brand new one, never been heard before, and it's going to be in my new collection.
Okay.
Which is going to be released next year with Burning Eye.
Yay!
Okay, so this is called Tea with the Queen, and I possibly could bring a bit of the Brummy accent in because it is set in Birmingham. Tea with the Queen. 286 Wake Green Road, Moseley, Birmingham, England. From the outside, a regular 1920s, two up, two down, terraced house. But inside, golden maroon flock wallpaper adorns every tiny wall. Floral, everything, curtains, cushions, carpet. Baroque fireplaces house fake fires. Rococo plinths strain under ornate urns which brim over with plastic hydrangeas. Fat, gilt-edged frames surround mass-produced prints, a young boy with a tear in his eye, a Victorian girl with an enormous dog, a flamenco dancer. Frills and flounces abound. The owner of the house and interior designer thereof, my Auntie Carol. Born in the 50s, wearer of gargantuan earrings and cheap gold bling, fluffy high-heeled slippers, long nails and silicon breasts, smoker of many Rothman cigarettes, bargain basement queen, purchaser of past sell-by date items, fridge and cupboard stacked and stocked with cartons, packets and tins of the canny poor. I would listen. Ears soaking up her prosaic proselytising from Poundland. I would listen. Eyes feasting on the explosion of charity shop kitsch over endless cups of Tesco's own brand tea, UHT skimmed milk and broken bourbon biscuits.
Way. I can't clap because I've got to hold. This is a semi-clap for both of you. Because I've got to hold the phone with the other hand. Thank you both for sharing poetry on the programme this morning. Now, I know that there are people out there, because I met one of them on Saturday at the library group in Totnes, who is not clear what's going on in the poetry world. And then I thought, well, I'm not either. Robert, you recently put a gig on at Paynton at the Palace Theatre, is that right?
That's right, yes.
How did it go?
We had an open mic. It was really nice. Yeah, we it's next to the theatre they got. It used to be the badminton hall, but they've changed it into a wonderful performance space. It's really big, and it's got one wall is completely full of books. It's amazing.
Wow.
And yeah, it was just so good just to see all my Torbay friends again and people I hadn't seen for almost 2 years, except on Zoom calls and things like that. Yeah. Just to meet up for real and perform. It was like we'd never been away. It was lovely.
Oh, that sounds amazing. Yeah, because I didn't really know where to direct him because I wasn't sure exactly what's going on in the area. Jackie, do you know of anything else that's coming on in the local area that's happening?
Well done, Robert. It's amazing. Yeah, well done. Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly.
I run a regular night once a month in Chagford, but I haven't done that since February 2020, or was it March? I would like to start that up again, but I don't think the pub is quite ready to do it.
No.
Now let's think. I'm sure there's things happening in Exeter.
The Spork. I mean, they're going to be doing something that's coming up soon, isn't it?
And Isella over at the Lamb at Sanford near Crediton, she's putting on some events very soon called, if you look up Poetic License.
Okay.
And yeah, that's all I know of so far.
But as you say, well done to Robert for putting that together. What's the space like in terms of social distancing, Robert?
Oh, it's very good because it's a badminton hall. It's huge.
It's huge, yeah.
So, yeah, so they put tables down with big gaps between them, and yeah, it felt safe the whole time. So it wasn't like a little room where you're all crammed in, you know, elbow to elbow. It felt really safe and open. So I'm hoping we can do more of them.
Yeah.
Is that what used to be called the little bit on the side?
Yes, it's got a, I think they call it stage left these days.
Yeah, because there used to be a thing there years ago. Did you go to it? A poet?
No, I didn't. It was just before I started, actually. It was, I remember it was like Bryce and Chris Brooks and people like that were running it, and I heard good stories about it, but I started just when it had finished, so I missed it.
I'm missing now. Ah, those were the days. Great.
This is bardic chat, isn't it? So in terms of the bard and getting paid, don't you think that Exeter, there must be sort of pockets of gold there that they could provide you with a little bit of dosh to get things going? Couldn't the council provide something, or I don't know? Nothing? Am I dreaming? Let's get Robert Garnham paid. I'm going to be your PA, Robert.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't type.
I've just remembered something.
Come on.
You know, there's Literature Works based mm-hmm. at the Custom House at the Quay in Exeter. They do amazing, and I've just been to a workshop there a couple of weeks ago. They do lots of wonderful events, and they have funding. So it might be worth either liaising with them or definitely the council. Why not? The bardic seat deserves honouring
I think
a bit
so.
Of money, I would say.
It would
to
be
put on events.
Because it would be a real incentive, wouldn't it, for people to actually, you know, as you've just said, put gigs on. And
well, if Christchurch can pay a wizard, surely Exeter can pay a bard.
Did you hear about that? That a wizard was paid by in New Zealand, Christchurch, for how many, 30 years?
Yeah.
About 30 years, a wizard. So you two are very wizardy.
Such a shame he's gone. The wizard's gone.
I know.
Keep the wizard.
I thought it was really bad that they retired him.
Yes.
There must be a joke in this. Apparently there isn't. It's been amazing talking to you both, and thank you for sharing poetry. Robert, all the very best with the bardic seat. And Jackie, I know that you'll
thank
be pointing your wiggly finger at him and keeping him in line. But actually, to be honest, you're both of the energy and nature that you do get things done, and you do create amazing happenings in our lives. So thank you for all those contributions, and long live poetry.
Yes, thank you for having us, Julie.
Okay,
it's great to be on the radio, even at this hour.
I know, it's so early, isn't it? It's horrendous. Loads of love to both of you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Julie.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. That was a bard party. Not as in bard, your bard, but let's get a little bit of Paul Weller. We love Paul, don't we? Do you love Paul? I like Paul. This is for Robert Darnham in his new role. We'll play another one for Jackie shortly.
Like pebbles on a beach, kicked around, displaced by feet. All our broken stones, we're out trying to get home. Like a loser's reach, too slow and short to hit the peaks. Yeah, some lost and alone, yeah, trying to get home. The little bit gets lost. What else really matters? Oh, such a cost. Like a loser's reach, too slow and short to hit the peaks. Yeah, lost and alone. Thank you. lost. Tell me why this really matters. Oh, it's such a cost. Like pebbles on the beach, kicked around, displaced by feet.
Going out to Robert Garnham and all the very best with the Bardic Seat. It's very exciting. Bard of Exeter, Robert Garnham. And that's Paul Weller and Broken Stones. It's time for the What's On in the local area. So I'm going to hand you over to Martin Seeger. Martin, let's clock. Paul Weller's going to go to sleep now. Go on, Paul.
Hello. Hello again. Yes, what's on? And let's get the important stuff out of the way first of all. Jason Donovan is on tonight.
Oh, my God.
At the Princess Theatre Torquay at 8 o'clock.
Oh.
So I don't know if that's sold out. Doesn't look like it is. So if you're into Jason Donovan, he's on. And something I really would like to highlight is that Bodes, that's in Brixham, that's the Brixham Operatic Society, are presenting from tonight at the Brixham Theatre, Little Shop of Horrors.
Ooh.
And I mentioned that because it's a fantastic show. I remember seeing it in the West End. I was very lucky to be able to see it there. And it is such fun. It's kind of sci-fi, fantasy, madness, but it's really good fun. I think it's a really good show. So I'd recommend that just on the strength of the show itself. In terms of other things, well, very importantly, in this talk of open mics and stuff, that it's great that they're all coming back. And I'd like to highlight that tonight at the Bay Horse, we have the open mic run by Keith Jones. So it's Keith's acoustic open mic. So that's tonight at 8 o'clock at the Bay Horse up at the top of the High Street on Siston Street. Bring along your instruments, put your name down and join in. And I think that's the difference between his and Adrian's Songwriters Showcase is that tonight you can sing covers. So that's the... that's the great thing. You can just turn up and sing anything. So that's a fun thing to do. In terms of other stuff, well, we've got quite a lot of film around. I'll kick off actually with the Ashburton Arts Centre because they're doing eco stuff today, eco films. They've got three on because of the pre-COP26, of course. So that's brought them, made them bring in three films. We've got at 4:15, Kiss the Ground. At 6:15, 2040, we were highlighting that a couple of weeks ago in Totnes. So if you missed it then, that's on again at the Ashburton Arts Centre, 6:15 tonight. And at 8:15, The People versus Climate Change, a BBC film. So three films about climate change. If you're into watching stuff about that, that's on at the Ashburton Arts Centre. It looks very good.
That's tonight, yeah?
That's tonight, yeah. Also, other film, let's stick to film for the minute. Of course, the Barn Cinemas doing a week of Candyman, so if you're into that kind of horror, that's on tonight. Also, an interesting looking film actually called Burn. This is from 1969, an Italian war drama with Marlon Brando.
Ooh!
Yeah, so that's on tonight. Actually, it's on for four nights from tonight. And also this week, of course, The Addams Family. It's just two performances remaining. I think The Addams Family 2, I should say. So I guess that's the new one. Also... at the Totnes Cinema, of course, No Time to Die, which has been on all week, but it keeps saying sold out. So I think it's always a good idea to give a call in case there have been any returns, but that's on this week. And
cocktails.
And cocktails, of course, there, yes, from 11 o'clock, I think it is, isn't it? They actually lay on cocktails and coffees.
Really? I don't think they do cocktails like that early.
They don't do the cocktails that
early. I think what Jane said, and I must look up her little blurb, yeah. That it's kind of like after work cocktails. So they're trying to get a kind of little network team going, particularly on a Friday. And I think they've even got music there as well. So I'll double check all that information, but I've got a feeling it's like from six onwards, just before the film, there are these fabulous cocktails.
And certainly I think they do midday coffees. Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah,
probably
they do.
Aren't doing the cocktails then. No. That's from Wednesday through
I think
the
it's Justin, isn't it, that's apparently famous for his... martini, espresso martini
I think that's it for now. More sort of music type gigs are coming on at the weekend, So I'll talk about them later in the week.
Okay, thank you, Martin, for that. We've just got a little bit of happy birthday in the background because it's my birthday. I'm a Scorpio. So that's Stevie Wonder just singing happy birthday to me. Thank you, Stevie. That's very, very sweet of you. I think it's time for a little bit of... we have to get Jackie's song on, haven't we? Just because I said I'd dedicate one to her. I think she's going to have the... that's right, the T-Rex one. So this is for Jackie Juno, one of my favourite songs by T-Rex, Rider White Swan.
Sky was riding all out like you were a bird. Flying all out like an eagle in a sunbeam. Riding all out like you were a bird. Wear a tall hat like the druid in the old days. Wear a tall hat and a tattooed gown. Ride a white swan like the people of a bell chain. Wear your hair long, babe, you can't go wrong. Catch a bright star and a place it on your forehead. Say a few spells and baby, there you go. Take a black cat and sit you on your shoulder. And in the morning you'll know all you know. Ride a white swan like the people of a Belgian. Wear your hair long, baby, can't go wrong.
Love T-Rex, Ride a White Swan, from the album Get It On. That was going out to Jackie Juno. And it's great to be discussing gigs out there and the fact that Robert put a great one on at Paignton and that Jackie's thinking about starting up the Chagford gig again. Obviously, that's just down to waiting for the thumbs up from the pub in Chagford. But that's a gorgeous little venue. Love that too. And so anything else going out there? We're keeping it a bit Juno this week in as much as we've got Saf Juno, a real rising star in terms of her singer-songwriting abilities. She's so brilliant. She was part of the Word Cafe film and we loved having her. So easy to work with. And she's going to come on Friday. We'll be showcasing some of her songs for you then. And tomorrow we've got James Turner. So very exciting. He's been on the mentorship program. So he's coming on to share some poems and tell us about what the mentorship has meant for him in terms of the Spork mentorship. So, yeah. So just
happy
really
birthday to you.
Oh, look. Oh, they've come. The dogs, the cats, husband.
You.
Oh, my goodness.
Happy birthday, dear
Julie. Happy birthday to Custard you. Creams. Thank you. Oh, thanks, Martin. So we'll be out for lunch, obviously, in the garden. Martin's cooking up a barbecue birthday lunch for me out in the garden. So really excited about that because it's beautiful weather. Really, well, is it 90 degrees? Thank you for that. We're going to go out with Liverpool Street because I'm from Liverpool. But we'll see you tomorrow. Thank you. Huge thanks to Jackie Juno, to Robert Garner, the Bard of Exeter, to Susie David for the stories from the sea, and to Martin Seeger for the weather, for traffic and what's on. And I'm Julie Mullen. I'll be back with you tomorrow. Ta-da! Oh, let's see. What have I got? Oh, it's my birthday present. Oh, this came through the door, apparently.
This is nice. Oh, what's this? Looks like chocolates to me. It's nice having a birthday on the radio. Let's open the card. Juicy, jubilant, joyful, jazzy, jivey, jovial, Julie. Who could that be from? Have a great day, everyone. Ta-da.